Acorn Gold's Robin Hood and Marian, the love theme from the film released back in the 1930s. You heard violinist Itzhak Perlman with the Boston Pops, the legendary John Williams conducting. Here with the Oasis here on a Thursday, it's the New Classical FM. My name is Mark Wigmore. Let's get to our daily look at arts and culture. The Ninth is on stage now at Harborfront Center's Fleck Dance Theater. The 30th anniversary of the Berlin Wall's fall is this Saturday in 1989. To celebrate this momentous moment, the legendary notes of Beethoven's Ninth Symphony rang out, performed by an orchestra of musicians from both East and West Germany. Conducted by Leonard Bernstein, the words "Ode to Joy" were changed to "Ode to Freedom." A full-length choreographed imagining of Beethoven's epic Ninth Symphony is happening now in Toronto. The work was created and co-choreographed by Roberto Campanella and artistic associate Robert Glumbeck. The Ninth pays homage to the 30th anniversary of the fall of the Berlin Wall and is a fitting tribute to the thrilling physicality of Beethoven's iconic music. Pro Arte Danza has been developing the fully choreographed symphony since 2009 and unveiled the completed production last night. Joining me in studio is Italian-born and raised Roberto Campanella. In 1993, he joined the National Ballet of Canada, where he thrived, making his choreographic debut just a couple years later. He trained with the National Ballet School and has traveled the world with his talents. He picked up a Dora Award for his work with Pro Arte Danza in 2010. Most recently, he helped with the choreography for the Best Picture-winning Guillermo del Toro film, The Shape of Water. Roberto, welcome.
Hi. Great, hi, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's so great to have you here. Congratulations on your amazing career. And
thank you.
So glad that you're here. Before we get to this piece, which sounds fascinating, I am curious about The Shape of Water, Best Picture Award-winning film, Guillermo del Toro. How was that experience?
It was thrilling. I think after they essentially grabbed the Venice Film Festival.
Yeah.
Then we all realized it was going to go up and up and up from there. So, and I think it's inevitable that the crew and everybody who worked on The Shape of Water has benefited from that light, that, you know, the buzz that generated that movie. It's an amazing film. You've seen it?
I have, and I actually interviewed Guillermo as it was being released, and it was a real, just, he seems like a real nice guy, so.
He's a nice
wonderful
guy.
Wonderful creative person. And
yes, we all know him as the almighty, you know, visionary.
He truly
Guillermo
is.
Del Toro. Yeah. And at the very first meeting, he sits me down and he says, Roberto, I would like you to do a nice duet for a woman and a fish.
Wow.
And I said, what? So now after the initial shock, knowing Guillermo and his vision, I thought, well, he's going to at least articulate now. So then, of course, it all made sense according to the script. But yes, so that's Guillermo for you. He sees it.
And then you choreographed for a woman and a fish.
And it's in my resume, Mark.
So this particular piece, The Ninth, a long gestation for this, 10 years. Why such care over a decade? What was it that you wanted to make sure you got right?
Well, first of all, the first movement was actually originally commissioned by a festival, Danse Encore, in Trois-Rivières. They had a mega project, the whole Ninth Symphony with live orchestra, live choir, and all the movements choreographed by four different choreographers coming from all over Canada. Robert and I were commissioned to do the first one. Coming back to Toronto, we asked permission to present it for Pro Arte Danza here in Toronto, and it was very well received. Then Robert and I had a chat, and I asked, so what do we do? Should we continue with this journey? He said, yes, but let's do it a movement at a time.
Okay.
And let's present it a moment at a time. It's going to give us perspective, but more than anything, we humbly had to respect this monumental masterpiece. It's a terrifying, daunting music to create on. So we have been really mindful as to what we were dealing with.
So there's the gravitas of the piece, but also that the piece is associated with this incredible event that happened 30 years ago. I mean, what are your memories of that 1989, that moment, the wall falling? And
I was 21.
Uh-huh.
So I...
Just a kid.
Yeah, when I was young and happy. I remember that the constant footage of the actual breaking, tearing down the wall.
The cement
of the wall by these people. And it was on air 24/7 for weeks.
I remember that.
And we were glued to the TV. And my dad and I were completely obsessed about, and you could feel that it was such a huge historical event that changed the course of history quickly.
Yeah. So you've got this event that we're commemorating. You've got this piece of music. I mean, you took a look at it last night with your first performance of Four. How's it feeling at the Fleck Theater?
Still terrifying.
Yeah, of course. You know, it's 10 years in the making, of course, it's going to feel that way.
Yeah, so... I think Robert and I have changed a lot since, of course, 10 years ago as creators, and we can see the difference that's really visible. One thing that I think perhaps we have delivered was to really put our hearts into this project, especially coming from our spectacular dancers who are only eight. We have only eight dancers and seven chairs. That's what we have for 70 minutes straight, no intermission, amazing, magnificent projections designed by CERT and Occupied VR. And it was the first time we were integrating projections, and they seemed to be working just strikingly beautiful. It's still, I would say, a work in progress, Mark. I don't want to say this is the final thing. We're going to get to the point where we're going to have live orchestra, live choir, and it's going to be bigger and bigger.
I love your vision for it, but three more chances to see it. The 9th on stage tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday at the Fleck Dance Theater. And that's within Harborfront Center, of course, 207 Queens Quay West, harborfrontcenter.com. More information at proartedanza.com as well. And Roberto, congratulations on what
Thanks,
you've accomplished
Mark.
Thus far. I hope people go and have a look at it, and we'll finish here with a bit of the 9th. Thank you for being here.
Thanks.